The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank.
And a good Friday morning, everybody. Welcome into Pregame Daily here on the Braves Radio Network. He's Chris Domino. I'm Kevin McAlpin. We've got the Braves and Rangers coming up tonight from Truist Park here in Atlanta. 7:20 Eastern, 6:20 Central. And Chris, it's always fun when you get a chance to take on the defending champs. That's what the Braves do tonight. And the start of a nice long 9-game homestand. So they say there's no place like home. Braves have played well here historically at Truist Park. And I know these guys are excited to get home for back-to-back weekends. Should be a lot of fun starting tonight.
Yeah, with an off day on Thursday, which again will make the pitching decisions interesting. And we're going to ask the starters at the beginning of this thing with the off day yesterday to try to extend their innings, maybe just a tick, and take a little pressure off the bullpen as we almost are getting ready to turn April into May at this point.
But Braves are playing well, obviously 12-5, best winning percentage in baseball. They're coming off a 5-1 road trip. And obviously the offense was front and center. Marcell Ozuna doing just about everything for this team. 8 home runs coming into tonight. It has just been incredible. And we'll see if he can keep that hitting streak alive. And look, they asked me this morning on the morning show about the Texas Rangers and about the names and some of the names you know, but a lot of the names you don't. And it brought up got me thinking, has there been a defending World Series champ where you've looked at it and gone, okay, I remember a couple of these guys. I know a few of them, but there's not a lot of guys you really know a whole lot about coming off a World Series title.
They're not a national brand. I mean, it's crazy, too. They made the World Series back-to-back years just, you know, a little over a decade ago, but they're not a national brand. The team's not a national brand. They did spend big money, no doubt about it. They spent big money in a couple of years. They picked up pitching, including DeGrom. So there have been splashes, and when you win a World Series, you're on the front page. But it wasn't the way it would have been for a handful plus of franchises. I don't know if you agree with that or not. There's no – usually if a team wins a World Series – if you're a fan of another team, you worry about them the next year. You think about them. You look at what they did. Their big splashes were in the last couple of years. They didn't really have any this offseason, but they've moved a couple of parts around, that's for sure. They're just not a they're not a brand, you know, and I think that's probably why you got it. It's probably why it was brought up. Now, at the end of the day, they have every piece that takes you to a championship. They got a veteran manager. They got hump guys, they got star guys, and it's sort of a really nice collection. They knew what they wanted to build. Chris Young, their general manager, who I think is like 30 years younger than Bruce Bochy or somewhere close to that, they have a relationship where it was, we are spending the money. Boch, we have a chance to win. Why don't you come manage this team? And Bochy saw the talent, but I also think there's a way of going about it that they know that they have guys in that clubhouse that he can live with. And I've talked to guys who played with him in San Francisco, played for him in San Francisco. They always made the deal, right? It wasn't a superstar deal. It was San Francisco, when you got there, there were guys, 2 or 3 of them, that always ended up playing better than they had before. And they become sort of marquee-ish moment guys in October. Well, that's not flashy. That's just good baseball. I think Texas probably fits into that category as well.
I mean, you're right. A couple of years ago, they bring in Corey Seager. They give him over $300 million. They signed Marcus Semien to a long-term deal. And at the time, you were going, wait, what are they spending all this money on? They're not there yet. But I think they saw the bigger picture that a year, 2, 5 down the road, they were going to be a team with young guys coming up to, you know, be ancillary pieces with that. It did feel like, though, that they were like a year or two ahead of what they were scheduled to be. And of course, then they just rip right through and win a World Series last year.
Yeah, and again, I think it comes to a lack of flash. They have good. Their superstars are big, are good, steady superstars, but they weren't the names. Like, you know what I mean? Like every class has 2 or 3 or 4 names. By the way, they paid them like superstars, no doubt about it. They open up the checkbook, and they're very good players, but they weren't headline players. You know, I just think there's a difference when Aaron Judge is about to re-sign. Will the Yankees re-sign him or not? Max Scherzer, who again, part of their legacy, even Verlander. Like, there are guys that you look and you go, what are they going to do? How much money are they going to get? And we're going to see that with this class coming up. We saw it with Ohtani last year. They had solid that they spent a lot of money on, but it wasn't flashy. They weren't good enough where you said one of those guys. Now, two of those guys, are they going to put them over the top? I don't think anybody thought the Rangers were going to win the World Series. You know, maybe again, let's find out how they gel together. Let's let Bochy get a year under his belt and let's see what happens. Well, they didn't need it because they were a good, solid baseball team in a good, solid baseball part of that town in the state of Texas, but they just weren't on anybody's radar. And I think as World Series champions, what you're saying is they're kind of still not on anybody's radar. They're still not talked about as a World Series champion and not thought about that way. It's a little bit strange.
It's amazing, too. Looking at just their IL, they've got Jacob DeGrom. They've got Max Scherzer. They've got Tyler Mahle. That's three really good, really quality starters when they're healthy. They've got a couple other guys as far as position players that they have lost. But ultimately, you start going through and you go, okay, Evan Carter, heard a little bit about him. Good young player, up and comer. He's one to keep an eye on. Travis Jankowski, a guy who's kind of bounced around a little bit. He's put together.
But he's a perfect fit. He's a perfect fit for that team.
They've just had these guys they've sort of plugged in there. And like you said, they might not be the splashiest or fanciest of names, but they've built a team with a ton of, I mean, veteran guys. I mean, John Gray in their rotation, Nate Eovaldi we'll see this weekend. And then, like I said, if they can get DeGrom and Scherzer back, who knows? Sky's the limit for this team again this year.
Well, if DeGrom and Scherzer were in, if they were healthy and they were pitching, you would hear about the Rangers more because people would be looking at the probables and then, hey, what's tonight's matchup? Well, Scherzer goes, he's much watched TV. DeGrom goes, what's he still have? No doubt about it. If those two, it's literally, they're two guys away, I think, from being the team that we just talked about them not being. Mm-hmm. They're not flashy. They're not must-see. Well, if Scherzer's on the mound, you're certainly there. If DeGrom is on the mound, you're certainly there. But the two, seriously, the two biggest names they have are not pitching for them right now. They're not playing for them right now. And I think that would be a difference maker if they were healthy in the rotation. I think Texas would be talked about a little bit more in April, the way they're not talked about as World Series champions.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You've gotten to know a lot of great managers over the years. Is Boch one of your favorite guys you've ever interacted with?
No doubt. Listen, I'm so looking forward to catching up with him in the office. He's everything you hope. Look, he's got a little red ass in him. He's like Bobby. You know, His managerial idol is Bobby Cox. And if everybody remember that last game for Bobby Cox, who did they play against? The Giants. And what did the Giants do, including Bruce Bochy? Do you remember?
Didn't they all come out and tip the caps to him?
They went to the top step. They went to the top step, and guys were, you know, their hats were off, and they were panging them on the top. There were guys with bats tapping them on the ground. Yeah, that the respect and homage was paid because Bruce Bochy liked Bobby Cox. Here's the deal. Not a lot of rules. Be on time, respect the uniform, and be on time. Those are like the three rules. And, you know, and then the part of come hard to play, because there's an expectation when you look around, you don't want to be the outlier in that department. There's no doubt in my mind that Bruce Bochy styled a lot of what it is he did and what he is as a manager after Bobby Cox. He said so. You know, we've talked about that. He had such respect for the clubhouse. And I think I've told you, I've talked to guys who have been in that clubhouse, including Mark DeRosa, and he said, playing for both guys, when you treat men like men and you have the right group, they can handle it. Manager doesn't have to be in that room. Now, heaven help you if he decides today's the day he's got to come in because there's something going wrong. He'll let you know why he's in there. He's going to let you know. You ain't going to forget the idea that on June 10th, all of a sudden somebody had to come in and give us a little bit of a lashing. And I think Bochy really respected that way of managing. And I think to this day, when he came back, Chris Young knew exactly what he was going to get with this group. He knew exactly what the temperament was going to be in that clubhouse. And he realized that that's probably what that group needed. And boy, was he right.
Yeah, he seems like he's been the perfect fit for that ball club. And obviously, he's one of the most respected managers in baseball. One of the most respected and most decorated managers. And obviously, his track record, his career speaks for itself. So we'll see what happens here tonight. Braves and Rangers. It is a 7:20 Eastern first pitch. That means we'll be on the air at 6:05 Eastern with the Ford leadoff show. Braves looking to keep their winning ways alive here at home. They coming off a 5-1 road trip. We'll see if they can keep that rolling here this evening. And Chris, the Braves will give the ball to Chris Sale tonight for the series opener. Obviously coming off an outing that he probably wants to forget. He wants to put behind him. The walks were an issue for Chris Sale. And I don't know about you. I love veteran guys when they're coming off an outing that they're kind of pissed off about. Looking forward to seeing what he can dial up tonight against this lineup.
Yeah, he's been doing it. Like his own mess. If you need to be reminded, he walked two guys at the bottom of the lineup and he paid a price after that. And he's got to absolutely be stewing. Now, what you have to do is what veterans do better than young guys is you compartmentalize that. It can't be anger on the mound tonight. You can't get those two situations back. You can't get those two at-bats back. And veterans know that. So what he's got to do tonight is remind himself, gently remind himself, or not so gently remind himself. Don't put yourself in that position. You can pitch a really good game. And we always, I think we think it's, hey, that one pitch, you gave up the 3-run homer. Oh, well, sometimes it's not one pitch. Sometimes it's a sequence. Sometimes it's a sequence of two batters where you end up walking guys. They don't even do damage against you. You just didn't do anything to help yourself and help your team win. He's been stewing in that, no doubt about it. He gets an opportunity. I don't want to say to fix it, but he gets an opportunity to make sure that that doesn't happen again tonight.
For sure. We'll see what he can do this evening. Real quick too, we'll see Darius Vines get another start. Mm-hmm. Certainly earned that on the road trip with what he did. They asked me on the morning show, what do you want to see from Vines this time around? I said, I'd like to see innings two through five, Darius Vines. Because I thought after he got through that first inning, Chris, I thought he settled in nice. Thought his changeup looked good. I thought he was on the attack. Like, I think, look, first inning, of the season in the big leagues, you know, you hadn't pitched in a while. Sure, there's a lot going on, but the way he settled in, I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do on Sunday Night Baseball.
Yeah, I look at Sunday Night Baseball too, so I don't know what his family situation is, but it certainly makes it easier for people to watch him. And he's going to get an opportunity to do it in front of the country. And the expectation is you're facing the World Series champs. Sunday Night Baseball probably didn't realize they were going to get Darius Vines because there was an on that you were going to get a Chris Sale, you were going to get a Charlie Morton, you were going to get a Max Fried, you were going to get a Spencer Strider when they actually put this schedule together. Well, it's going to be Darius Vines, and there are going to be people who tune in and go, who the hell's that guy? And that's fine, because in his baseball career, he is a who the hell is that guy. They'll talk about his last out, and they'll give you a little bit about his life. They'll tell you he's 25 years old, and really none of it is going to matter, because then he's going to get on the mound, and on a Sunday night national game, he's going to get an opportunity to pitch against the World Series champions, and it's a good story. You know, it's not necessarily the story they signed up for when they put these two teams into this game, but it's the story they got. You know what Darius Vines can do? He can show off a little bit. If he pitches well on Sunday night, there's going to be a conversation about, remember, Strider's going to be a headline on Sunday night because ESPN, I don't think he's had him yet. Chris Sale is going to be a headline. Here's the acquisition, blah, blah, blah. But the guy on the mound is actually going to be the guy who becomes the story. And the story on Sunday night, we're going to have Eduardo Perez on the show today, is, hey, wait, have the Braves maybe found the back-end guy that they are going to need? Like, everybody needs eventually when guys go down. And if he pitches well, that becomes the story. Now, are there bigger stars? See Ronald Acuna, see Simeon, see, you know, yes, bigger stars all over the place in Darius Vines. But he actually becomes maybe the most important guy in the game because he controls more than anybody for the time that he's on the mound.
No doubt about it. Are they still miking guys up, by the way, on these games? Do we know?
Yeah, I think they are, actually. I think they are.
Who gets it for the Braves this year? Austin Riley?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I would say Ozzie, but, you know.
Right. I would agree with you. But, I think it might be Austin. Yeah,
maybe
I think
Michael
it might
Harris?
Be Austin.
I don't know. I'm curious.
Yeah. You know what? It could be. That'll be interesting. And they usually go into that a couple of times. You know, I don't know if they're doing the on-field interviews. I think they are, where guys in the field. But I do know that they're going to have Nat Sound, and they're going to have things around the guy, you know, when he comes up to the plate and everything else. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I hadn't thought about that, but I think it's really good. I think they have to be aware of who it is they're miking up. Mm-hmm. I think that there are certain guys that became naturals at it. I think Harper is good at it. I think there are guys who – Freddie Freeman was certainly good at it. I think they're always looking for the next guy on Sunday night to make the game a little bit different than the way that I watch baseball, the way that you watch baseball, where what the hell are you doing? You're talking to a guy when he's standing out in left field. Yeah, that's the game. And by the way, it's part of why they pay the money they pay to televise these games. They have to make it a production. It's a show. It's not just a baseball game anymore. We know that. So one of the things that I think was either bargained in or part of what the deal was when they signed for as much money as they do for the game of the week, for the Fox game, for the Sunday night game, for Apple, part of it is you're going to give us more access than ever before. And as long as the check is big enough, The Players Association is absolutely going to roll with it. They're just going to ask you to ask the people who want to do it. You can't force a guy to do it. There's enough choices. You can't force a guy. But if you find a little bit of gold, you know, baseball fans, I think, enjoy it.
I think it's great. I think it's great for the next generation. I've got an almost 9-year-old. He loves looking forward to seeing who they're going to talk to and what they're going to talk to him about. Yep. I think it reminds you sometimes it is still just a kid's game deep down at heart. All right, well, listen, that's going to do it for us. You and I get together today. We'll have the Ford leadoff show at 6:05 Eastern. First pitch, Braves and the defending champs at 7:20. Do want to thank the fine folks at Beaver Toyota and Beaver Direct. They are bringing us this show each and every day all season long. Beaver Direct is a couple of clicks away. You want to buy, look for your next car, truck, SUV, whether it's new or certified pre-owned. Beaver Toyota and Beaver Direct are the best in the business. They will take good care of you. And of course, when we speak about the best in the mortgage industry, Chris, are the fine folks at Lincoln Capital Advisors. They have hooked us up. They've hooked our listeners up, and they'll do the same for you if you're looking to buy or refinance. You talk about it all the time. Paperwork. Don't do it by yourself. You get yourself in all kinds of trouble, right?
Yeah, listen, car and house, two of the biggest investments that your family is going to make. You have to think these things through. This is not a rush job, but what it is it can be navigated. And Lincoln Capital Advisors, I love the fact that they have the word advisors in who they are and what they do, because that's what it is. You need a plan. Everybody's is different. What's your situation compared to somebody else's? They don't care about the other person's. What they care about is what makes sense for you. And if you're looking at your financial future and you're talking about the biggest investment that could be the biggest part of your financial future, it's your house. How do you get in a situation where your house becomes your commodity? And I do think whether it's an investment home, whether it's refinancing, whether it's actually thinking about is it the right time to sell, maybe upgrade or downgrade, these guys at Lincoln Capital Advisors over in Roswell could absolutely navigate you through that. And you don't want to do this on your own. It is way too big, way too important. You might as well and certainly be with a group that you can trust.
And that's who we trust. Our listeners trust them as well. And you can too. Give them a call or check them out online today at LincolnCapitalAdvisors.com. All right, we will get together tonight for the Ford leadoff show. And then it's the Braves and the Rangers. First of a 9-game homestand coming up tonight from Truist Park here in Atlanta.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.